Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Strong on the hunting end of things in today's Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of January 21st and 22nd. Winter bow. Okay, that's going to extend through Tuesday the 31st, but in 15 DMZs, it extends through February 18th. Those are 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 36, 41, 49, 50, and 51. Okay, now don't forget the antler point restrictions in those DMZs that have to have 3 points on one side of the rack. Look at 3, 19, 13, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 34, 35, and 63. Permit shotgun goes until February 11th in those DMZs I mentioned earlier. And it ends the 31st in DMZs 5, 19, 25, 42, and 48. It ends today in DMZs 2, 16, 27, 28, 29, 31, 35, and 47. Permit muzzleloader season is still going on in certain DMZs. Go to pages 36 and 37 in the digest and find out the various season endings and the bag limits. And boy, do they vary. Rabbit, squirrel, coyote, and fox continue. Coastal zone duck continues through the 28th. The limit is 6. And I'll tell you, this warm spell, whatever, this coastal zone duck season was a bust. I mean, some guys had good hunting, so saw that. And other guys, and a lot of us, not that well. And Canada goose season goes until the same date as well, and the limit is 2. Now, the special Canada goose season, those two limited parts of the state, will be getting underway pretty soon. Now, the snow goose season, light goose season, that continues. Now, don't forget, the conservation order is going to start sometime in February, and that's some rootin' tootin' times there. Unplugged shotguns, electronic calls allowed, no more than 7 shells in that one. So we have a lot of stuff going on. Turkey season coming up, and we're going to visit South Africa a little later on in the show. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio. And before we go, a shout out, Trooper Ryan. New Jersey State Trooper Ryan from the Marine Division. Didn't forget you last week. Just got jammed, Trooper. I will see you at the MTA Boat Show. I'm going to see you at the AC Boat Show. And it's good to see you again at the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Time to get your gobbler on.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Securing America.
The security of the U.S. southern border, or lack thereof, remains one of the most hotly debated issues in Washington, with Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas now facing threats of impeachment from Republicans in the House. Thursday, Secretary Mayorkas told the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington that the record numbers of migrants crossing the border is symbolic of a larger problem.
There are more displaced people than at any time since World War II. Mass migration has gripped our hemisphere.
However, Mayorkas acknowledged there is need for reform, something he says the Biden administration is working on.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system.
He also says that recent moves to limit migrants from Latin and Caribbean countries is starting to help. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hi.
Afternoon. Atlantic City Electric here to install your new smart meter.
Did I order a new meter?
No, we're replacing old meters in South Jersey with new smart meters.
What's the catch?
No catch, just more insight and functionality.
Which means?
Soon, you'll have even more reliable electric service and new tools and programs to help you save energy and money.
Yep, that's smart. Learn more about smart meters at atlanticcityelectric.com/SEN.
Good news, New Jersey. More residents are getting quality, affordable health coverage through Get Covered New Jersey. Established by Governor Murphy, Get Covered New Jersey offers increased plan choices and more savings than ever. Open enrollment is here. If you need health insurance, now is the time to enroll. 9 in 10 people get financial help for plans that include preventive care, prescriptions, emergency services, and more. And many pay $10 a month or less. Find your plan at getcovered.nj.gov.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Just a reminder, starting January 25th, that looks like this coming Wednesday, the application period for the spring turkey season begins, and it's going to run through February 22nd. Award notifications begin when the lottery is held on or before February 27th. Now, it's a $2 application. Man, there's birds everywhere. We've been seeing birds. I know it's the winter flocks. Tom P., don't get too... I always get excited when I see turkeys. But it's, barring bad weather, this should be a banner season. The areas we've been seeing of birds, a lot of it is on public land. And it's going to be... I just can't wait. We're going to do it with the bow. We're going to do it with the shotgun. But that is in the application period. Again, starts this Wednesday. Over-the-counter sales for leftover permits starts 10 a.m. on Monday, March 27th. By all means, apply. There's the two lotteries because I learned this the hard way. That you go, yeah, I missed it. I'll just get the leftover permits. Sorry, they're gone. None left. Nada. So apply early. Hey, New Jersey Fish and Wildlife, they're going to be running a women's mentored turkey hunt. They're doing this with a partnership with the National Wild Turkey Federation and Women in the Outdoors. This is going to be a 3-day event, man. This thing is going to be great. It's going to be from April 30th to May 2nd. Applications, again, it's going to be limited to 10. Applications will start being accepted. You got to register before. Or registration by February 6th. Joining us on the line right now to talk about this is going to be a great program because you get calling lessons, everything, is Karen Burns. She's a principal biologist with Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Information and Education. She organizes these things, runs these. It's going to be a great time. Karen, thanks for joining us on Rack Event. I'm getting my gobbler on, girl. Oh, I'm seeing those birds, I told you. And you know where I've been seeing them, so, it's going to be a great season. But this is a great program coming up. And listen, it's going to be right here in the Southlands, based out of Vineland in Cumberland County. And that's, what turkey hunting area is that? I got to find that. Was that 16 or something? It's going to be
21.
Oh, 21? Okay, see, that's where I was the other day, in 16. Karen, go into this event. What's involved? What do you have to do?
So we have an online application that this is open for women 18 years and older to apply. You do need to have your hunter education and your own shotgun that you can bring. And then we're going to do a rubric, figure out who can come, and we're going to limit it to 10 women hunters. Mm-hmm. Day one is a field day. We're going to teach them turkey calling, scouting, you know, A to Z of turkey hunting. And then Monday morning and Tuesday morning, they'll be out turkey hunting with a mentor, and it's a true mentor hunt. You know, the women will do the calling and the mentor's there just to help guide them.
You sure I can't apply? I mean, this sounds like a fun time and a very educational time. Again, presentations, range, scouting, calling. It's going to be a great event, and the workshop is free. Now, Karen, is this the first time this is being held?
Nope, this is our third year actually doing the mentored hunt at the Landis Sewerage Authority. They let us hunt about 100 acres of their property. They've been doing a lot of habitat management there with Fish and Wildlife. So they have good turkey flocks there, and they let us take advantage of their private property to let us hunt there.
Now, this is the field day session and meals will be at the Good Sports Gunning Club based in Millville. Karen, what about lodging? I mean, you say you pick someone from central or north or way farther down south. What's the deal with that?
Lodging will be on their own. I will give them a list of places nearby that are good for lodging. The past 2 years, lodging's been on their own. Parvin State Park's a nice park, but they're doing a bunch of renovations to their cabins. So there's a lot of hotels, inexpensive hotels in the area that women can stay at.
Now, they will bring, the attendees will bring their own shotguns. What about ammo? Will that be supplied?
Ammo will be supplied as part of the R3 program.
This is a good deal all around. Tell us more about the R3 program. I keep reading about that. Retain, recruit, and what's the other one? Reactivate?
Reactivate. Yep. So R3 is an initiative that is happening in states all over the country, and it's to recruit new hunters and anglers, retain the ones we have, and to reactivate those who maybe have gotten away from hunting. So this program, you know, if you have some hunting experience but haven't hunted, you know, on your own before, this is for you. If you used to hunt and got away from it, apply. This is for you as well. So we're always looking to get people out into the outdoors in a safe way and, you know, teach them how to turkey hunt and enjoy this species.
Okay, joining us on the line is Karen Byrne. She is a principal biologist of Fish and Wildlife's Bureau of Information and Education. Topic is the Women's Mentor Turkey Hunt. It's going to be April 30 to May 2nd. That is period B. So, and that is prime time. The first flush week with a, you know, the hens. That first week is always a tough one. That second week is when it really loosens up and the gobblers start responding because some of the hens, a lot of the hens are already starting to nest and whatever, lay their eggs. And so the gobblers are on the prowl. So, Karen, now go into the application process again. It's online. And when's the notification, application deadline? What's happening?
So once everybody applies by February 6th, we will notify those who were selected to participate in this mentored hunt by February 10th. And that notification through an email will let them know how to apply for the turkey lottery and then how to claim their lottery, their permit once they get it, and, you know, give them a list of stuff they're going to need for the turkey hunt to get ready and get excited.
This is going to be like, you have me sweating, Byrne. I mean, I just can't wait. And I'm a fishing guy. People, we know that across the board. But when it comes to spring hunting turkeys, you just can't beat it. And Jersey has some, for our geographic size, has some of the best turkey hunting in the Northeast. I'll say that anytime, anywhere. It's just a great place to hunt. Listen, for more information, Karen, is there an email or an address people can find out more about this?
Sure. There's an email. It's r3mentoredhunt@dep.nj.gov. And people can send an email there if they have any questions, concerns, need any clarification on anything.
Okay, that works. Listen, again, here's the details. Sunday, April 30th is field day, presentation, range, scouting, calling, and you meet the mentors that are going to be hunting with you. And Monday, May 1st, and Tuesday, May 2nd, in the mornings till noon, are the actual hunts. And the women, the participants, they will be doing the calling. Karen, this is going to be a win-win all around. I mean, and I'm sure that everyone you get there, they're gonna be re-upping for the license and turkey permits again next year. This is a win-win deal.
I hope so. Turkey hunting's fun.
Especially in Jersey. Karen, you take care. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. We'll see you in the field one of these days.
Thank you so much.
Well, we have some turkey hunting seminars, correct?
Correct. Yes. If you are a turkey hunter thinking about turkey hunting and can't get into this mentored hunt, we are going to offer our turkey seminars again, one up north, one in the south, and details will be coming out on those. You can visit our website, njfishandwildlife.com, and we'll have those on there.
I'm getting my gobbler down. Karen, you take care. Thanks for joining us at Rack and Fin. We'll see you in the field.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Bye. Karen, it's going to be a great program. Again, April 30th to May 2nd, a Women's Mentor Turkey Hunt, man. Let's talk. Let's keep it going to the hunting mode coming up. Let's get a little exotic here. Matsomi Safaris, Matsomi Lodge, South Africa. Hunting the Dark Continent. Oh, man, the options are there, and it is, it's like, I can't say Africa on the cheap. Africa on the inexpensive for the opportunities available. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
We get it. You're not going to work just anywhere. You're smart, you're ambitious, and you want to help others. You want a place where you can thrive, feel fulfilled, and have an opportunity for growth, all while making an incredible living. Right now is the perfect time to join the team at Town Square Media as a marketing consultant. Join one of the fastest growing digital companies in America, where you get to help build client solutions with real local influencers and sell brands like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. If this sounds exciting to you, let's have a conversation. Our comp package is amazing with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, mobile phone, auto expense, 401k match, trip incentives, and more. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we'd love to hear from you. With digital advertising expected to double over the next 3 years, the timing could not be better. Reach out to Mike Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to the New Jersey Transit Police Department at 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, or if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report any suspicious activity that you see or encounter to the New Jersey Transit Police Department at 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help us keep our transit system safe and reminds you that we all need to work together and be aware of our surroundings. Once again, to report suspicious activity to the New Jersey Transit Police, dial 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Together, we can keep our transit system safe.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, man, it is showtime, and we're going to be keeping with a hunting motif. Very special guest on the line, world traveler. He is coming to us live from the Houston Safari Club show down there. Where in Houston, man? I have still have some friends in there right outside of Houston in Crockett and Pasadena. Oh, I love it down there. It is Matsumi Safaris. Yes, in South Africa and Tanzania. I said that correctly. And joining us on the line right now is very special guest, Peter Potgieter. He and his lovely wife, Rhea Roan, operate Matsumi Lodge, hunting again in South Africa and Tanzania. He's a guest on Rack and Fin several years before COVID hit, and he is back, and he is going to be at the whole troop. Yeah, they're going to be at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, PA, February 4th and 12th. Now, the reason we're talking Africa, when you look at it, when you look booking a hunt in the States, and I love my States, don't get me wrong, but you're looking big bucks, even for a whitetail hunt. You get that play on words, big bucks, as an $8,000, $10,000, $12,000. Whoa. Do you realize you can hunt quality hunts in an absolutely beautiful setting there in South Africa and Tanzania for not a little more than half that? And it is indeed the hunt of a lifetime in an absolutely beautiful country. Joining us on the line right now is Peter. Peter, how you doing? Julia Mora. How's that? How's that? Did I say that right?
Very, very well done. Good morning to you, Tom. Great to be on the radio again.
Oh, Peter, to have you and Rhea back, this is great. Now, Matsumi Safaris, Matsumi Lodge, you're known around the world. You have clients from around the world. I love it. Come in as a client, leave as a friend. Top flight accommodations, excellent hunting opportunities. I understand now. We'll get into that a little later. You have a tiger fish game going on here. But, Peter, one thing people ask me about, and I said, I'm going to have the South African guy on again. We know you as a South African guy. Man, what are the logistics getting over there? How long in the air? What's it cost? What about bringing my guns? Peter, can you lay, we don't have much time. Can you lay this out, booking a hunt at Matsomi, with Matsomi Safaris, at Matsomi Lodge? You're flying into Johannesburg, and get it together from there, bro.
No, it's actually very, very easy, Tom. We take your hand from the beginning right through to the end. So there's absolutely nothing to worry about. When you book the hunt, the next step will be obviously to get your flight and stuff booked. Currently, your best flights, if you do want to do a nonstop, is from Newark through United or otherwise Atlanta Delta, which is a nonstop flight right into South Africa. You're looking at going there 14 hours and coming back 16 hours. But it's like the old first class. You really get fed well. All the booze, everything is on the house. So it's a very comfortable trip, although it's a long trip. And then getting your trophies back, you've got two options. We either have it mounted for you in South Africa and send the finished product back, or alternatively, if you have a taxidermy on the States side that really knows African animals, we ship and dip it and send it back for you, and you have mounted here. So... We've been doing this for over 20 years now, so believe right. me, we have ironed out all the little wrinkles and stuff, so it's actually very easy. And like I said, we'll take it right from the beginning up until when that trophy is on your wall. That's when my responsibility stops. So, you don't have to be afraid. And you mentioned the prizes earlier. I don't think people realize it, but, you can come to Africa for roughly about $5,000, flights included, and you can shoot four animals. So, those animals are, I won't say guaranteed, but what we do is we do give you a guarantee that you will have an opportunity so that if you don't shoot the animal, you don't pay. So a lot of people mustn't mistake that guarantee. It's like it's tied to a tree. That's not the case. But the incentive is from our side to actually find you that animal. Otherwise, you don't pay for it. So, that gives you a little bit of peace of mind. The money stays in your pocket until the last day of the hunt.
Wow. Well, Peter, one thing, too, again, you offer archery hunts and rifle hunts. Now, again, the logistics with the rifles, you hear nightmare scenarios. Gun paperwork's not there. Gun's not delivered. What happened? Or the gun's there. The paperwork's not right. You can't get your gun. How involved is that?
Yes, that's why, to be honest with you, not to have that problem at all, we have a system, what we call a pre-approval of the permits. So we have your permit approved before you actually leave the U.S. So upon arrival at the airport, your permit's already been issued. So only thing you do is literally they open your gun case, check that it's still the same firearm that you applied for, and you walk out of the airport. It takes about 5 minutes. So that's the safest way, exactly for what you just said. In case you screwed up somewhere on the paperwork, that's not a question because your permit's already been issued. And that's why we take that safe route to rather have it done before you arrive so that there's no issues at the airport. Then it's really easy. But we do see a tendency that after COVID, people like to rather use our guns than bring their own. I don't really know why. I think they're just a little bit more careful with traveling. But that option is also there. I prefer you bringing your own rifle because you're more comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. But alternatively, I do have one or two rifles I can help you out with.
Okay, join us on the line this morning. Live from the Houston Safari Club show is Peter Potkeeter. He is proprietor of the Matsomi Safaris, Matsomi Lodge, down in the Limpopo province. That's, I guess, Peter, that's northern South Africa. Is it not the Limpopo province where you're situated?
That is correct. Yeah, it's north, and I am a little bit more northwest in the Limpopo province.
Okay, now you also offer hunts in Tanzania, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we have our own areas in Tanzania, mainly for big stuff, buffalo, leopard, lion, elephant, that kind of deal, obviously with plains included. But that's more for the seasoned hunter that wants to get a old African hunt like what Ruark and those guys did. You will be hunting between elephants and lions and staying. It's a nice tented camp, but it'll be in suite at tent facilities and stuff like that. But it's it's not going to be the same level of accommodation than in South Africa. It's definitely more wild, but very, very comfortable. Yeah, it's a different hunt. It's probably not your first time a hunt, but definitely on your third or fourth safari coming to Africa, it's a heck of an experience to go experience the old Africa, where a lot of places the natives haven't even seen white folks yet. So that's quite nice.
Well, Peter, three things that always pop up again, besides the logistics. I know this is the hunting season now. The weather, again, accommodations, food, whatever. And this popped up my lovely Dee Marie the other night. Snakes. Now, I understand South Africa has 100 and something species of snakes, 20 of which can put you on a morgue slab, especially the block man if you're not careful. What's the situation during the hunting season? And again, the weather. What are you packing clothing-wise? What's the dealio?
Okay, well, Tom, you just try to make out Africa as a wonderful place, and then you bring up snakes. The two don't really go together well. But in any case, no, Tom, I'll go for the snake quickly. Yes, no, unfortunately, we do have a few snakes, but you must keep in mind our seasons is exactly the opposite from you guys. So when we hunt, it's our winter and your summer. So the snakes go into hibernation. So yes, you might get lucky and see one here or there, but they are really not, they far and few in between. If you come in the summer months, that's a little bit of a different ball game. You might see one each week. So during the winter time, it's not an issue at all. And yeah, let's touch wood. But I have never had a client get into a dangerous situation or even got struck by a snake. So talking about the weather, so keep that in mind, what I just said. What we prefer to hunt is from March until the end of October, where June and July is obviously right in the middle, and that is the middle of our winter. Mm-hmm. So you start when it's a little bit warm, just getting out of our summer, going into winter, and then coming back. So your temperatures, depending on what time of the year, but roughly about 40 degrees in the morning, and then, again, depending on what time of the year, most of the time 60, 70. But if you go, let's say, to October and, like, say, in March, you might eat still 90s in the afternoons.
That's still perfect hunting weather to my ass anytime.
absolutely. And talking about the clothing and stuff, what I always try to tell guys, listen, don't bring five suitcases of clothing, because we have a daily laundry service. So you literally bring three sets of clothes, and that's it. The rest is taken care of. So you can pack pretty light with a light jacket, and then you'll be good to go.
Peter, tell us about the accommodations. I mean, electricity there. You got swimming pools. What's the deal?
Yes. Yeah. No, our accommodation in South Africa is extremely comfortable. It's all en-suite facilities. My main lodge can sleep 16 people, two in a room. We offer the lodge exclusive to a group. So if you are two coming or you are eight coming, the group will be the lodge will be available for yourself. Then what's very popular in Africa is called a lapa or a boma, which is a thatch roof area with an open fire pit where you'll have drinks at night, very nice bar facility, swimming pool. We've got a spa at the main lodge. So we're a family-run business, so we really like for people to bring their wives along, bring their children along. There's so much stuff for the non-hunters to do as well. So for mommy that wants to accompany daddy to Africa, if she doesn't want to go with him on the hunt every day, she can lay around the pool. She can go to the spa. I've got ladies that will take them out for sightseeing trips, hot air balloon. They can go walk with lions. We try to teach the lions not to eat them. So they can go out with lions. They can do an elephant interaction. They can just enjoy other stuff that Africa has to offer as well. So we really cater for both hunter as well as non-hunter. And again, the people can obviously check out my website, but the accommodation is very, very comfortable. I can guarantee you much more comfortable than most hunting places around the world.
Okay, joining us on is Peter Potgieter. He and his wife Rhea are at the Houston. So, I can't believe it's that time of year already. They're at the Houston Safari Club show. He's live on Alamos right now from Houston, and we're going to get into the hunts now in the next segment. Peter, got to hang in there. By the way, Peter, you have probably the best-looking family in that entire continent. Do you know that?
Thank you very much. It probably has nothing to do with me. It must be my wife.
Okay, Peter, hang in. People, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Hey, man, out of Africa, South Africa hunt, something different. You want to book that hunt of a lifetime? And there's also some fishing involved. We're going to get that into the next segment. This is the time to do it. The prices are incredible. especially the airfare. I mean, there's some deals on airfare, and again, you want to spend that $10,000-$12,000 on a whitetail hunt, bear hunt, knock yourself out. That's great. We've done that. But a chance to go to Africa. Now, just for some edification here, as Peter described it, what's going to happen is most likely my lovely, in fact, it's going to happen, my lovely Dee Marie, she's going to be one out there hunting. I'm going to be hanging at the pool and the spa. We got that down, but I will be at the fire pit for the cocktails. Grab that cup, people. Grab that Red Bull. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Three U.S. senators, including Republican Lindsey Graham, are visiting Kyiv as Ukrainian President Zelensky urges Western powers to give his country more aid.
The Republican Party, in my view, will not abandon Ukraine, who is trying to expel a Russian invasion that, if it were successful, would turn world order upside down.
Speaker McCarthy has said the U.S. cannot give Ukraine a blank check. Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal and Sheldon Whitehouse are also on the trip to Kyiv. And a judge in Illinois ruled yesterday that two EMS workers should stand trial for murder in the death of a man in Springfield.
Peggy Finley and Peter Cadigan are facing charges in connection to the death of Earl Moore after strapping Moore face down to a stretcher where he suffocated.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. We'll have a partly cloudy sky through the overnight hours, low down to 33. A pretty nice start to the weekend on Saturday. Certainly by late January standards, we'll have a fair amount of sunshine and temperatures running a little bit above average, up to a high of about 44 degrees. Some clouds Saturday night, low 28. Then mostly cloudy Sunday. Rain will overspread the area in the afternoon with a high of 46. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We are on January 21st and 22nd. Joining us on the line right now is Peter from Matsomi Safaris, Matsomi Lodge here in South Africa, and also has properties in Tanzania. Peter, did I mistakenly hear you say you have almost a million or more acres of hunting land available?
Yes, in South Africa, we've got a couple hundred thousand available, and in Tanzania, we've got roughly about a million acres available. So I think I can keep you busy for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, Peter, let's get into the various packages you have here. People, you can't believe these prices. And again, the accommodations, the service is going to be second to none. We know that. But, Peter, go into, again, the most popular packages price-wise, say from around that $4,000 mark up to $6,000, $7,000. What do you get?
Okay, the lowest package we have currently that is pretty popular as an add-on, as if a family come, they like to book that for their kids or whatever. It's called our Pala package, which includes a blessed buck. Then you have a choice between a blue and a black wildebeest, plus an impala, and then you've got a choice again on a warthog or a springbok. So that gives you four animals. Oof. And a seven-day safari for like $4,000, just below $4,000. That's everything, from when I pick you up at the airport until I drop you off, lodging, accommodation, tags, food, drinks, everything's included. Then if you want to go up a little bit, you can look at what we call the Kukama package. All these names is an animal name in Africa. So I'm not going to go into that detail, but that's where the funny names come from. Now, if you look at the Kukama package, you've got a blaze buck. You've got, again, a choice of a blue wildebeest, a black wildebeest, then an impala. And then you have a choice of two. You can either shoot a zebra, gainsbuck, red hartebeest, any one of those, wow, which are all nice big animals. For $5,900, this is an eight-day safari. And again, everything included. We don't nickel and dime. So when we pick you up at the airport until we take you back, everything concerning that hunt is included. And then we currently run that show special. If you would book a package like that, you are an observer or a non-hunter come for free on that package. Plus, we will throw in a free shoulder mount on that package.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Say that again?
All right. So on every package, you can bring one observer, non-hunter for free, no charge at all.
Wow.
And then secondly, we throw in a shoulder mount of your choice on those packages up till the size of something like a gemsbok or a wildebeest, so a big animal. We throw in a shoulder mount on there as well. So it's just basically we are running now for this season up until March.
Listen, that's that shut me up hearing that. That's
well,
beyond
it. I didn't know that was at all possible.
That's beyond a deal. Peter, okay, with the rifle hunt, spot and stalk, correct?
That is absolutely correct. We use the vehicles to just get to a certain spot to either spot animals, look for fresh tracks, stuff like that. Then we get out of the vehicle, and it's a walk and stalk hunt from there. We do adapt. If we have a real old person or somebody with disability, then we will make different plans. We'll go to a waterhole. It might even, it's legal to shoot off a vehicle. We prefer not to do it unless you have a problem. Like, mm-hmm. I would always like to accompany the 85-year-old guy that has a problem in walking and stuff. Then we will make alternative plans.
Oh, Peter, now let's talk our love, bow hunting. What's the dealio with that?
Yes, I'm personally, myself, as a big bow hunter. I love bow hunting a lot. We have areas set up just for bow hunting, exclusively, where we have a really nice blind set up at waterholes, salt leaks, mineral leaks, stuff like that, where you'll sit in a little blind. It's not like what you guys are used to here. It's not tree stands. It's little houses, really comfortable. So you can sit inside. You can walk around. You've got nice pillows to sit on. And then your shots is normally around about 25 yards. That's what it's set up for. Sometimes that big old kudu bull doesn't want to come in and he stands at 30 or 40. If you have the ability, you can do it. But if they come into the water, your shot's going to be roughly 20 to 25 yards. They're very popular. It's beautiful when you sit in the blinds to see what comes in. The bird life, squirrels, mongooses, all the small little things and cats and stuff. It's just gorgeous. And you're so close to it. You're right on top of it. So what's very popular with that is if there's a non-hunter or observer, like we like to call it, that come along, mm-hmm. when they sit with you in the blind or hide, there's so many other critters that comes in that they enjoy the photographic opportunities while sitting in the blind. So if you have a nice quiet camera or your phone, whatever, you sit in the blind and take pictures of all the other animals that you are not after.
Now, Peter, speaking of the bird life, are there bird hunting opportunities in any of these packages? Or is that extra? What's the deal?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we add the land birds, afterwards game birds. In our area, Limpopo and stuff, we don't have a lot of big lakes where there's a lot of waterfowl, but we definitely have a lot of other game birds, such as pheasants, franklins, guinea fowl, lots of doves. You will be surprised the amount of bird hunting we have available. I'm not a professional bird outfitter, but we do it as add-on just for the fun afterwards. I've got several shotguns if you don't want to bring your own. And then let's say you add otherwise a few days towards the end of your hunt or when you're just tagged out. You shot everything, then we go play and we do some bird hunting and stuff. But, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of opportunities. Guys cannot believe it. What happened quite often when they come there for the first time, and they see all the birds next time they bring their shotgun along.
Oh, Peter, now, shotgun ammunition, shot shells, at Matsomi?
Yes.
Or does the person bring their own, or can they purchase them there, once I get to the airport? How's that handled?
No, we have enough. I buy it in bulk and keep it with me, preferably 12-gauge. Unfortunately, we struggle a bit to get 20-gauge in Africa, but I can get any 12-gauge ammunition. You are restricted to something like 10 pounds of ammo or 200 rounds per caliber. So that's nothing. I mean, you'll shoot 500 rounds in the morning with a shotgun. So that's why we provide the shot shells for you, obviously at a cost, but you don't have to bother. You just tell me, listen, I'm bringing my 12-gauge and you could tell me what you prefer and then we'll have it in stock for you. Because I can buy the numbers that you will actually need. Otherwise, you're going to frustrate yourself. 200 rounds is probably going to last you a few hours, and then you're done.
He's obviously seen me shoot because I can't hit anything.
I didn't say you're going to eat anything with the 200 rounds. You're probably just going to fire them, you'll at least pull the trigger.
That's it for me. Peter, another question that comes up, again, because the meat cannot be brought back stateside. We understand that. What happens to the meat from the bush buck, from the zebra, whatever, where does that go?
All right, absolutely, yes. No, you cannot bring that back. Firstly, you will obviously eat it in camp so that you can taste how your kudu tastes like or your wildebeest and all that stuff. We just don't eat baboon and stuff like that. But we have so many of those animals taste really, really good. So you'll have it in camp, and then the rest either go to orphanages, go to the local people. My wife will process a lot for the lodges, our different places. Every little bit gets used. People don't understand and can't believe that. Something that's just interesting, you guys normally cut the animal out where you shot it. We don't do it. All our vehicles is equipped to pick the whole animal up, put it on the back with a winch, and then the whole animal go back to the skinning shed so that we get cut it there, because the locals will even use all the intestines. There's only two animals that don't use, or I can actually say two groups. Because like people in my area don't eat zebra intestines. They won't eat that, and they won't eat warthog intestines. But other than that, so those we will use in for bait. So when we want to shoot cats and stuff like that, we'll utilize that. But everything else, they will eat the intestines, the meat, everything gets utilized. It's unbelievable when you see the little that gets left behind. Even if you shoot something big like an elephant or a hippo, there's a blood puddle left that's eat. Everything else gets removed.
Joining us on the line this morning is Peter Potgieter from Matsomi Safaris, Matsomi Lodge. Right now, he's coming live to us from the Houston Safari Club show, and that's running through tomorrow, the 22nd. And he's going to be at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, PA. I used to work that show for a couple of clients. I did, you know, when I was young and stupid, I did a 9-day thing. But that beat my ass. I know, Peter, you have, what, 10, 12 stops on your USA? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, on your USA tour. I don't know how you do it, bud. That South African coffee you bring with you, that must keep you going. That's some schedule.
it is a tough schedule. But you know what, Tom? It's so nice. Like I said earlier, we've been doing it over 20 years. I've got so many friends. This gives me an opportunity to see those people again. I just signed up one of my guys that hunted with me like 15 years ago, and he just couldn't come back in the past 15 years, personal reasons and so on. It's wonderful to still have seen those guys over the 15 years now and again at one of these trade shows. Yes, we're here for business, but we're also here to see our old friends again. You said earlier our slogan, come as a client, leave as a friend. That's not just words. If you talk to any of my reference, you will see that's absolutely the case. So you build up such a relationship with your clients that this is an opportunity while I'm in the States to meet up with them again.
People from the people I've spoke that have been there, this isn't a get them in and get their asses out kind of place. This isn't you know, like going through the turnstiles. This is a quality. We just can't wait. We're figuring. My lovely Dee Marie and I, we are figuring. Well, Peter, before we get into just signing off on here. This is what has me going. You now offer fishing? Talk to us about that.
That is correct. Yeah, we always played a little bit around with the fishing and stuff like that, especially my own son and then my lead PH. They are huge into fishing. So we've got a tiger fishing operation going on now, which tiger fishing is obviously a fish to catch in Africa. It's a predator fish. It's considered the ultimate freshwater game fish. It is the hardest fighting, fastest freshwater fish in Africa. The name tiger fish is exactly what you think it would be. It's got stripes and it's got teeth like a tiger. So obviously you don't want to get close to its mouth. And it's incredible how that fish can fight. So we have an exclusive area where we can do that now with three different species of tilapia. You've got the sharp-toothed catfish that you can catch in that same lake.
Wow.
But like I said at some point as well, you must just keep in mind there's some crocodiles there. So if we go in with a boat, the boat needs to be longer than 14 foot so that you and the crocodiles are on at least some form of an even ground. So, but that's incredible. I'm not a huge fisherman, to be honest with you, but I will catch tiger fish every day because it's active, it's busy. It's not one of those fishing deals where you sit and just wait and wait and wait, and then if you're lucky, something will strike. These guys are predators, so they go after it really hard. So, yeah, we offer that. You can do that as a whole safari, or otherwise send in the bird hunting. We add a few days after your hunt, middle of the hunt, wherever, and then you can just go and enjoy the ultimate freshwater fishing in the world and tiger fishing. It's really, really something special.
Peter, and listeners, you know, forget the Crocs. I've learned this about tigerfish. You catch one, you let it go, they come back out after you. They're badass.
Yeah.
They want
you. Let's stick with the release part. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, we do that always. It's such a unique fish that we catch and release. That'll self-sustain them, that we can keep on doing the same thing. So it's not about the eating. It's about the actual fishing and the enjoyment of it. The tilapias and stuff, we will eat some of them. But the tiger fish we like to catch and release, they're just such a unique fish.
Okay, Peter, last two things, and I have to get to the show floor pretty soon. Licenses, do you take care of that?
Absolutely, yeah. We take care of everything. You just bring your ass over to Africa and everything's taken care of on our side.
Okay, now you're involved with a shout out to Carl Bauer. He is the Matsumi rep here in the United States. Tell us about your involvement with the Wounded Warrior Project, please.
You know what? Carl came to me a few years ago and he explained to me, and you know what? I need to say this. I was in the military in South Africa as well, and you guys can be so proud of your military and the way that you treat your guys. To me, it's always so special when I get on a plane and those guys get chance to get up first, and in the plane, they'll move them up to first class and stuff. You still have a pride when it comes to your military and Marines and all that stuff. Unfortunately, we in Africa lost that. So when Carl came to me and said, you guys have this Wounded Warrior Project where you want to make dreams come true for them, I was immediately on board. So what happens is I've already donated one hunt and helped Carl with a Wounded Warrior that came in a few years ago. So this year, again, Carl is bringing, I think it's a group of four that's coming over, and we're going to do it again. And it's really a privilege. It's not my country, the U.S., obviously, but I understand what those people go through. So if we can be a part of that and help, I would absolutely do that every time. So that's my involvement. We help them with a hunt. They come over. We get sponsors. Carl do it. Mainly, he does all the hard work. I help him on the Africa side. He does everything on this side. We have it mounted for them, and we have it shipped back to them and all that kind of stuff. Just as a small thank you for what they've given up. And I would really ask anybody listening to this, if you can anywhere get involved, even if it's $10 or $50, they still have to pay for their flights and stuff. So that's where Carl comes in. Carl tried to gather money through the Wounded Warrior Project to help with the flights and so on, to make it possible and say thank you for people that was willing to give up a portion of their lives to make sure that you guys can live in a country that you have currently. And possible for me to come here and market. That's obviously a deal as well, that if they didn't do that, the country would not be in a shape that I can visit it either. Mm. So, yes, it's something emotional to me. I cannot believe that people is not willing to support something like that of what those people have given up.
Well, Peter, thanks so much for that. And I just want to, just remind our listeners that the Great American Outdoor Show at the Farm Complex here in Harrisburg, February 4th and 12th. Stop in and see Peter and Rhea Podgeeter, Matsumi Safaris, Matsumi Lodge are going to be here. Hold it. What do I see here? Cabela's Get Together in Hamburg, PA?
That is great.
Next, the 28th and 29th. Are my eyes deceiving me? That's even closer than Harrisburg, Peter. You didn't tell me this. Uh-oh.
Yes, we will.
Uh-oh.
We rent out the conference facility at the Harrisburg, at the Hamburg Cabela's for those 2 days that you mentioned. And, we'll be there. It's a much more informal gathering. We are normally very busy at the Harrisburg show. I've got a lot of clients in that area. I've been doing that show, I don't know how many years, close to 20 years. So in any case, for that reason, we also have the get-together. Free food, free drinks. It's just a nice get-together. Anybody, if you hunted with me, not hunted with me, if you're interested, that please, 28, 29 January, walk into Cabela's, go to the second floor. You'll see the conference room up there. And come and say hi. It's much more relaxed than at the show, so it's kind of a running up to the Harrisburg show.
Okay, Peter, do me a favor. Give that website, please, and a contact number.
All right. The website's very easy. It's motsomi.com, motsomi.com. And my contact number in the States is 215-317-6274.
Listeners, you'll go in as a client and come out as a friend. Peter, we hope to see you either next week or at Harrisburg. You take care, brother. Best to Rhea and the family.
Thank you very much, Tom. Really appreciate it. And to all the listeners as well, have a wonderful day.
And by the way, I understand those South African wines are primo.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. No, I don't think you'll go far to get better.
The spa and the fireplace area are mine, people. The hunting, the rest of you guys can do. Peter, you take care, man. We'll see you.
Thank you very much, Tom. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, man. Matsomi, whew, the hunt of a lifetime. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
This is House Call for Health. The number of senior citizens visiting the emergency room because of marijuana use has soared in the past few years. The Department of Health and Human Services says marijuana cultivated and sold now contains three times more THC compared to levels 25 years ago. A recent study by the University of California, San Diego, reveals cannabis-related ER visits have skyrocketed a whopping 1,800% among Californians over the age of 65 from 2005 to 2019. Dr. Nicholas Hernandez has noticed the surge.
A lot of baby boomers are ending up in the hospital with cyclical vomiting syndrome. They're just nauseous vomiting. They go into renal failure because they become dehydrated. We have to give them fluid.
Hernandez says other side effects can include dizziness, balance issues, disorientation, extreme paranoia, anxiety, and even early signs of dementia. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Transitioning from being a Marine to a civilian was very hard. I lost my purpose. I lost the drive that I had. That is a very dark and lonely place to be. It took me surrendering to myself to get the help that I needed. At my very first Wounded Warrior Project event, I met Ray Pizarro. He told me you need to have the courage to forgive yourself for the things you've done in the past. I got it tattooed on my hand. One night, my depression kept telling me we can end this. And just before I was about to pull the trigger, I looked down at my hand, and that's what saved my life that night. That was the beginning of my incredible journey with the Wounded Warrior Project.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Healthy life.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Still plenty of hunting opportunities out there. And like I said, the spring turkey season is on the way. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.